Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is a weird world we're living in. Oscar Santana.
I want to say no, you look good. You can hold off for another week, see where things are.
Yeah. And I have your new haircut element, Mike.
Not gonna happen.
So, two. Is John, who is in graduate school, correct?
Yes.
He is now tele-educating.
Yep, his next week was actually spring break anyway, that he will be doing online classes.
Nice.
So now, he will be home all the time.
Forever.
Now, there are some expectations when you get home.
Yes.
Now that he'll be home all the time. Because you're at work.
I am.
Right. If you go home and you walk in your house and there are dishes in that sink.
I'm going to be so pissed.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob is very concerned the Pee Wee Herman tour might not be going.
Well, I'm sure it's going to cancel. I don't think Paul Rubens is going to want to go into a crowded theater.
That's an all-time low.
It is. It's sad, right?
Sad.
Yes. Sad, right?
Hard. Yeah,
everybody's being impacted. All plans are being impacted.
Yes.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Friday. It is the 13th. Friday the 13th.
What?
I mean, really. Would it be safe to say that 2020, you can probably chalk it up to a bit of a rough year already? You know, I'm not sure what the second part of the year will entail, or the last three quarters of the year will entail to get us back on
track. You're displeased with Q1?
Q1 seems to be, you know, in my own personal life, I think we've established what a ducky year it was for me to start with. But this is where we are right now. I mean, when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, should I go get a haircut or not? That is a weird world we're living in. Oscar Santana.
I want to say no, you look good. You can hold off for another week, see where things are.
I have your new haircut element, Mike.
Not going to happen.
So, two.
Hey, Carla, are we going to be going to the Red Sox game on St. Patrick's
Canceled.
Day? Where did you get these?
I have my sources.
The NBA, Rob Spiewak. The NBA.
Postponed.
The PGA Tour.
Not gonna happen.
Someone on Instagram yesterday, and I'm sure this is everywhere now, but they said, "Can we please just unplug 2020 for 10 seconds and then plug it back in and see what happens?"
Hard reset on the year.
Good idea.
Yeah,
reboot 2020. Yeah. We should reboot it totally.
Not gonna happen.
The NHL. What about the NHL? What's the status of that?
Postponed.
Probably
canceled.
That's too funny.
I talked to Fried via text yesterday,
and
he said
Fried was upset because he works for the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
He's on hold, you know. And the you know what I was gonna say to him, and then I pulled off my text. I said, "Well, you like to go to Hawaii?" I'm like, "Well, now you don't want to do that either, right?"
He said, "Silver lining, I can finally get by the studio."
Yeah,
I said,
true.
You're more than welcome, please.
Yeah. Ah,
just
yes,
on the other side of the glass.
Yes,
please.
We're good.
My sister, who takes a very expensive vacation every year to ski overseas, has
wouldn't
they
it be
are
faster
now,
to fly?
They are they, thank you. They actually have this is the same place where when my mom died, they refunded their money and they went the following year.
Mm. Okay,
and this year they asked for 50% up front for this fabulous exclusive place. They go this year they're going. The middle finger, and Kathy even sent me the email train the little chain of these responses.
Yeah.
And by the way, the only thing they're asking, they're saying, well, with this president's speech the other day and the travel ban with Europe, we'd like to defer to next year.
Yes.
So can you put our, and they're saying, no.
Are they saying it in that accent?
And my brother-in-law is so pissed.
I bet.
Oh, it always- might be. They're speculating that it might be because the French, you know, well, as Artie used to say on the Larry Sanders Show, for as long as I can remember, the French have been effing us.
That's right. It's exactly right.
What about
great bread, though?
But they said no. You were taking your deposit.
Yeah,
and go
pound. Not gonna happen.
Tell them we've got White Tail here. They can come down.
Yeah,
south.
White Ski Tail. Liberty.
Yeah.
Give them to White Tail. Enjoy something that the French don't have, which is liberty.
You know what? Of all the things for if you want a city not to live in,
yes,
on the East Coast, if you are a ski enthusiast, you probably could do better than Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Because we have Whitetail, we have Massanutten, and we have Ski Liberty. These hills.
Oh, yeah, but
they're
you also
really
might,
just hills.
But remember, you also have the a-holes that love to cross-country ski in D.C. when there's snow on the ground. I love seeing them.
But you have to drive, I guess, would it be, what's the one in West Virginia? Is that Snowshoe?
Yeah, that's like 90 minutes from
Snowshoe.
The city.
Snowshoe. Seven
it's
Springs.
Long, it's longer than that. It's like 2 hours.
Seven Springs.
Is it 2 hours? Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, it's, we don't have ski resorts.
No.
And in order to get to the ocean, it's 3.5 hours
right
to get to the sea.
I
so
have
the mountains and the sea. It's a swamp.
I did not know what real 100% pure Colombian snow was until I went to Steamboat Colorado, and you get on that powder, Mike, and it's like, where have you been my entire life?
Yeah, even the New Englanders say, I'm not a skier, but I'm told even the New Englanders from the nice mountains up in New England say, when you go out west, the Colorado area,
it's like you're
Utah,
skiing on a pillow.
And when you go to like a whitetail, all the snow is man-made, and it is roughly the consistency of the ice chips they give you in the hospital.
You can put a snow cone together for it.
Yeah. Bring a cherry syrup.
I have happy news.
Yay.
That my son woke up this morning fever-free, which is a very good thing.
Great.
So we're real happy about that. He's, you know, he did not, the doctor immediately said this was not a corona thing. And then I got home and began to read about it and said, okay, well, how are you 100% sure, doctor? Since there are
he
no.
He second guessed him, of course.
By the way, I went to my physician yesterday, not because of anything corona related. It was a plumbing related issue.
Oh, gotcha.
What did Dr. Bumbatz have to say?
He said that they received an email in the morning that apparently they are going, that tests are on the way, but we are still behind, you know, behind, very behind
for
as
your
far
colon?
As testing for this thing. No, this is
the coronavirus.
This is if I would
the
not
corona
bore you
anal
with this.
Swab.
It's a. It, well,
hey,
it,
I'll
it,
take the one that goes in back. If you don't have any that goes in front,
anything's fine.
It involved my prostate. Okay,
my
prostate.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to go in any more detail about that.
Canceled.
Rob, those are the best sound effects I've ever had. Oh my god! Well, what if I want to go to Disneyland this weekend? What's
not
the deal?
Not gonna
with that?
Happen.
Oh, that's the way it goes. So, but the office, I had a 4:30 appointment yesterday afternoon, and the office was abandoned. There was no one there. Hmm. People are freaked out, and a lady, of course, came out immediately. I waited in my car, by the way, till about 2 minutes before my appointment, because you know, why hang out in a medical office?
Exactly.
Why do that? And a lady, of course, immediately comes out. There's a testing lab underneath my doctor's office.
The dungeon.
So he's on the second floor, and they've got the blood work lab
on
the first floor. And a lady comes out with a surgical mask.
Of course.
And I'm just sitting there. Of course she does. And for what reason, I do not know.
Mike,
you know?
And you see, what there's always balance in life. There's always balance. Yeah. People are avoiding doctor's offices, and yet people can't wait to go to Trader Joe's or Costco or Giant and post pictures
Incredible.
Of empty shelves and lines.
Yeah.
They love it. And you know what? They are the problem.
After the show yesterday, I went to Walmart for the only reason of getting my son a Lego set because he was sick.
Right.
And I thought it would be wonderful to get him some Legos. It was incredible. If you are diagnosed with coronavirus, you stay home and you have your groceries delivered. What is the consumer culture that has Omo. Us racing out.
Is they
that
want, what it they is? They want to be a part of it. Yeah. Yeah, it's the
toilet
event.
Paper.
Mike, it's the
what the?
You can get all through the Walmart tab on our site.
Yesterday, because yes. Carrie is.
Go through our site to get it. I mean, I don't. Why do we go into, because are we such a consumer idiot culture that we have to go buy our way out of a problem?
I called my mom yesterday to check in, right?
Right.
And I hear sniffles. Oh no. Like a cold. And I know when you know when your parents have colds, you can hear it right away.
Not
voice.
A symptom of corona, by the way.
So I called
runny nose, not a symptom.
So I called my sister. I was like, hey, it's been a pretty busy day at work today. Do you mind and this is where my sister and I think we understand each other. I know she works.
Is this the head of the family sister? Or
yeah, but during an emergency, Mike, public health emergency, all bets are off. Like and the way that you've slighted me, I've slighted you, your wife slighted me, slighted
so
you.
So Tatiana's recovered from the...
she's back in because...
But I'm not sure he would call her and ask her to check on Shannon. Just check on mom.
No. Like I wouldn't call for a Z-Pack for Shannon right now. That's got to cool for at least a couple months.
Not gonna happen!
I'd call for a Z-Pack for me,
right?
But not Shannon yet. She's got a couple months.
Right.
She's got it.
Rebuilding.
She's in the queue. Yeah.
So sorry. To
but, Mike, let me tell you something that I was like, Mom, are you all right? She's like, yeah, I just got a cold. I'm like, well, Mom, I was like, what have you been doing? Like, you've got no friends. Dad's in Bolivia.
Right.
Like,
where did she pick up the cold?
It sounds mean to say that way, but I can understand, right?
Look, let me tell you, I know how your brain works.
Yeah.
You hear the and you get pissed because you're
mad.
What have you been doing? You're scared. You're nervous. She's your mother.
Yeah.
You don't want her to get sick. Yeah. So I can completely empathize with that. What was her answer?
She's like, well, solamente fui al giant. Which is basically, I went to Giant.
Sure.
A Giant.
Right.
Para mi medicina y un poco de pan y some.
You want a medicine, a little bread.
Y leche y milk. Huevitos y también papel higiénico and then like toilet paper. And I'm like, Mom, you have a hoarder's like tray and a hoarder's closet in your house of all this stuff.
Right.
I've never seen so many toothbrushes and printers and batteries and paper towels and eggs and everything you don't need. When I come home, you're offloading stuff to me. Like, I need this stuff. I don't need it.
She is a price club.
I was like, you've been a prepper for your entire life.
Without knowing it.
Without knowing it. And now it's paying off. God bless you. Don't go anywhere, right?
Look, there are a lot of bad things about this coronavirus. One of the things I am not at all freaked out about is not having enough stuff.
Right.
If somebody, because it's like, well, what if I have to self-quarantine? If you have to self-quarantine, you have somebody drop something off on your stoop.
What about that lady?
That's what you do. What is wrong with us?
That lady that was doing the TikTok from China that's literally has her door wired shut and she's still getting food.
Yeah.
And that's China.
Yes, because it's being delivered. So
the age of delivery.
Delivered.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
Oh, my God.
I say, Tati, coma. And then she sent me the list of symptoms, which is not a runny nose, a runny nose. It's a common cold.
Exactly.
Which I said to you guys, I said, hey, this is informative to me.
It was great.
Let me send to my friends as far as like what is and what is not.
Rob informed me right before the show's tape, we're taping this on Friday the 13th, that my alma mater, the American University, has suspended classes and they have canceled the semester.
The semester.
Because they're saying, by the time the kids would get back after I love proactive.
Maddie, what are
proactive.
They doing?
This spreads from people being around
also
other people.
Also clears up your skin.
Does everybody just, great drug. Does everybody just get 4-0 because they canceled?
Well, they're still doing online classes, but they're kicking everybody out of the dorms.
Yeah, they're still having classes.
Oh, it's
online.
But you can't be on campus.
You just can't come on campus.
You're not allowed to be on campus.
Yeah.
Proactive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gutsy. Yeah. Do it.
Yeah. Like Maryland did yesterday. Maryland just did everything. They just said done.
Online.
Everything done.
Online. So there's a big difference between on done and online.
No, but what I'm saying is that they're not going county by county. They closed every school.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Every school, Ohio, I think Kentucky recommended it without mandating it.
Kentucky closed all five of their schools.
Also, tell me how you feel about this.
What's the status? What's the status of Kentucky
schools? Canceled.
Okay.
The youth of America. And I think those, and maybe I'm just being, I don't know. I could be wrong. But the two things that I thought were fascinating is that one, these like really high-end classes that where you would go work out.
Yeah.
They have a waiting line as far as a queue to go do your spin, your like SoulCycle, gym, Orange Theory, all these other.
Because a gymnasium of any kind, a fitness center of any kind, would be the last place on earth.
So all these people working from home are living
are going to the gym.
Well, I think the young people, because they probably feel like I would say impenetrable. They're just going. They're going
to
go do their
it's
thing.
It's okay if they have 20 to 30% decline in lung function. That's sure, all right. No problem at all. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. You know,
it's okay, Mike. They're wiping down the cycles.
That's why
between.
It's this juxtaposition of both these worlds where you have what I really feel like in the city right now. And I said this to Shannon last night. I said, do you know what this feels like? Like as far as like the feeling of. The aura in the air. Does that make sense?
The aura. The aura.
And she said, what?
I'm not sure whether that's correct, Rob.
Let him go because I just want him to be done.
Is the feeling better?
Yeah, the feeling. That'll work. Yeah, the feeling.
The atmosphere.
The atmosphere. Thank you, Mike. This is why you do what you do. That's why it's the Mike O'Mara show. Thank you.
This is taking so long.
I know.
Rob just wanted you to finish. The atmosphere is similar
when
to.
When he says that, I take longer. And I take my time.
I know. The atmosphere is similar
to a blizzard emergency here in Washington, D.C., where mm-hmm. it's quiet. Everybody's home. They're hunkering down.
But it's worse, though, I think. It's weirder.
Can I tell you how I feel about
because
it?
Because there's no snow. Briefly.
That's right. And there's also the snow is the opponent we know. We don't know this opponent. And that's what makes it scary.
There is such a difference to me in panic and practicality. I am living my life like I do, and I said this to my wife last night. I am doing this like I would plan for a hurricane. One of the things they say down here in a hurricane zone is have a plan. I am approaching this coronavirus situation in a very similar way. My plan was proactive. It's why I left on a Tuesday when Irma came in and drove up with my family to Virginia where we had a place to stay. And most people waited till Wednesday, and there were, I think it was something like 7 hours to get from Fort Myers to Tampa, Florida, right. Which is normally a 2.5 hour drive. That's my plan. The way I plan is I err on the side of being overly cautious, right. The worst thing that can happen. I am living my family's life the exact same mm-hmm. way here. We had a babysitter for Saturday night. We were going to go out to the restaurant. I said, no, we're not. Yeah. We're not. I mean, we're not. Why put ourselves in a public place right now? You don't get it.
Yeah, but she still comes over and watches Little Michael, right?
What's that?
She still comes over and watches Little Michael.
No, she's not either. Why?
Oh,
because
no.
We're not going out. Right. We're going to have a nice little celebration.
Some quiet time at home.
In of doors. We're going to have some quiet time at home.
Yeah.
I will probably play golf because golf is outdoors.
Yeah.
And I am not in a closed space with people. And that's fine, too. But when it comes to Little League, my kid's not going to be playing Little League for the foreseeable future.
Right.
If they're choosing to have games, well, we're a little ahead. Why not be ahead? Why not put yourself indoors in situations where you're going to be around other people? The real dilemma is what you just mentioned, which is the shopping situation. These people who are stocking up for a quarantine put themselves into close proximity to anybody. They don't have any idea where these people have been.
I went to CVS amazing. When I left here yesterday, the adjacent CVS, yes. And I walked by the toilet paper aisle. They're down to the single rolls of Scott tissue now, the ones that like from 1950. And the beautiful thing of it.
Remember in college?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Coffee filters.
Yeah, term papers. So I saw not only empty shelves of toilet paper, five people staring at the shelf, just staring. Some of them scratching their head as if to say, maybe they'll put more out. I'm just going to look at it for a while. I said, there's just a finite amount. Get it if you want it. If you don't, move on and ring off. Because
we're talking 14 days of a quarantine if you happen to come down with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and no one knows because we're not being tested. But I am a huge believer in
minimizing your content, your contact right now with other people. It's simple.
What about What about if you're on a keto diet?
Keto diet.
We need more rolls, right?
Well, I put it on. Did I put it on my show prep? I may have done some stress eating last night.
Yeah,
with my little man.
That's fine.
Of course, yeah.
I might have bought him little St. Patty's Day cupcakes at the grocery store.
Well, that's awesome.
See, while everybody's
looking
at toilet paper, I'm walking around going, boop, 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 boop. Ooh, green.
That's not stress
green
eating, Mike.
Cupcakes.
That's celebrating. That's celebrating your national heritage. That
all
is
right,
you,
since
being,
you brought it up.
You're being a patriot.
A minute or two here. I did stress eating. I it happens.
Did you walk us through what this bout
all right,
was?
Start. All right, Carla's doing facials. She had a lot of cancellations. She's going to be 2 weeks before she.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. But people who were coming down to the Florida area who had scheduled with her have a lot of plans have been postponed or canceled. So that's.
And remember, no refunds.
No refunds.
That's,
that's the policy.
No deposits for Mrs. O'Mara.
Well, that's going to change.
But she, you know, she made a few shekels yesterday. I was happy about that. So I'm sitting there with Michael, and Michael is even yesterday was doing better than he did when we pulled him out of school the other day. But we're hanging, and I got his Legos, and we're putting Legos together. And as we're putting Legos together, he said, "Dad, can I have a snack?" I said, "Well, we've got snack. Some cupcakes over here." Snack. And I put them over there, and I said, "Can Daddy have a cupcake?" And I said, "Yeah." And then Daddy had one of these tiny mini St. Patrick's Day cupcakes,
right.
And that is the equivalent of a heroin addict, you know, getting a taste of the needle. I was just like, and then it was Cheetos, all his sick boy food. Then it was little powdered donuts that Gammy had brought in. And what else? What else? I had two fried eggs and toast, which I normally would just have the eggs.
The eggs, right.
So, and then... maybe some a bagel with some jelly on it last night. So I woke up this morning,
like
puffy.
Well, but does it also make you feel real logy in the morning because you're not used to having the carbs?
Yeah, but I got a pretty good night's sleep.
Okay, good.
Condensed sleep because I was watching all the news.
Well, also because you were full.
And I am full.
That's all.
I haven't had any breakfast.
Because usually...
That's all.
Usually you're never full.
Yeah, I am never full.
Oh, God. Oh,
then I went out and had Chinese food. I ate two fried chickens. I ate little baby St. Patrick's Day cupcakes. I had a bowl of Cheetos. I am never, ever full.
Mike,
then I ate my high-calorie Rebel ice cream that's keto.
Let's go to the videotape.
Yes.
And I'll do anything for food. I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with two packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had two pastrami on clubs, four frankfurters, two knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
And before you write, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where that's from. I forget where I pulled it. So I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
And then he went home and had Chinese food.
Chinese food. I went to the Jewish deli and had four pastrami on clubs.
You know what I'm thinking right now?
What's that?
I could go for Chinese food right now. Anybody have any General Cho's chicken? Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Shanice? Hello. Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
Let me guess. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just would you just give me a...
Oh. Goodbye.
While I'm thinking of these things, for the morning, you know, my plumbing is just so bad. Well, of course, yours is a good plumbing here, right? Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, just don't worry about it. You know, everything will be fine. Just been bound up lately. It's driving me crazy. I've been eating a lot of cheese for some reason. I don't know what it is. I got a craving for this stuff. I think maybe that's an allergy or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't get enough cheese. I feel like a big mouse.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
Own or rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
You have much more hair on your nose than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
I'm Anita Horgarth.
Buck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart. Not her wart. Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor. My growth. My pimple. I'm Uncle Wart. Just old Buck Wart Russell. That's what they call me. Or melanoma head. They'll call me that. Melanoma head's coming. Uncle. Maisie Russell's uncle. I'm our uncle.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios, the spectacularly clean Podcast
Bristol, Mike,
Village
Bristol.
Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program, and they swab down everything with disinfectant wipes from Marlton, New Jersey to Norman, Oklahoma, Washtenaw, Washington to Ava Beach, Hawaii. It's Ava or Awa Beach. It might be Awa Beach.
Awa.
The listener corrected me on saying Eva Beach, that it's not, then he put EWA, which might mean Awa Beach.
Or Ewa. I spelled it on the sheet as the pronouncer that the guy that submitted it gave it to me as.
Mm. I don't know.
I don't know. Does it open up into a larger island?
I don't know. San Juan, Puerto Rico, and San Patricio, Belize.
Belize.
The Mike O'Mara goes on.
Is the Castilian pronunciation. Mm.
San Pedro, Belize. Yes. Thank you. Brought to you by Cornerstone. Rates keep on dropping. Get ready for more of that.
Oh, yeah.
You think? Mortgage interest rates have not now hit an 8-year low. They're going to go lower. Due to the coronavirus panic, it's not really a panic. It's kind of real now.
Yeah.
We got to update that copyright.
Yeah, Rob, why don't you think about that in the future?
The average on a 30-year... Yeah, this is dated. This is very...
Well, no, there's still... Mike, you have to admit, there's still panic.
Let's not call it panic. It's a reality.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage has dropped to 3.375%. That might be down. Might want to go downstairs. Is he still there?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're all down there.
Yeah, good. Very good. Processing. Obviously, the time to act is now. In fact, applications to refi are up 165% annually, and you don't want to miss the boat. With total household debt nearing $14 trillion and tappable home equity reaching an all-time high, you must act now. Take cash out or save stacks of cash by securing a lower rate. Call our buddy Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial today. His number 202-625-1221, or visit online at cornerstonefirst.com. I can personally endorse Cornerstone. They gave me my they got my mortgage arranged, and we're delighted with that. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Call and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Yeah, we're trying to keep it light, but it's on everybody's mind. I feel this way about it. I feel as though, yes, it will get worse before it gets better. But at the same time, I think that what I've read and what I've seen is that people staying away from large gatherings and staying out of that, that's the key to at least making when this thing does spike, to making the spike a little less intense.
And so also, we mentioned a little bit before the show when we were just talking, is that people are so American right now and so selfish and being so, well, you know, this really shouldn't affect me,
right,
that you really need to realize the vastness of this situation. Like I was talking to Julia last night.
We don't do it in this country. We can't. If it hits us in the square in the face, that's when we, and then we cry and we whine and we feel sorry and...
Julia was talking to me last night. Like she was bemoaning the fact that there's a very limited time window that she can get back to VCU where they're going to open the dorms mm-hmm. again so she can get her clothes and her books so she can finish out the semester. When I picked her up, she wasn't planning on being away for more than 6 days. So she's got to go in this limited time window. She says, Dad, there's just so many hoops to jump through. This is so tough. I said, honey, this is a worldwide panic, and we all need to sort of deal with what's going on. Realize that I'm sorry you're inconvenienced, But this is something that I've never seen in my life, and likely you'll never see again.
Did she have a good time yesterday?
She had a blast.
End of the show, I thought she seemed tired.
Well, no.
I wanted to make sure
I checked with her, and she said, I wasn't interested in the audio vault because I heard you prepping it that morning. So she had heard all the tapes. She was very plain about
it. It was great to see her.
Did you fake it for Papa?
She had a good time. She got to watch me engineer a session here at Podcast Village, which she'd never seen me actually do something like that before. I took her to lunch, bought her a crepe. She loved that.
That's so sweet.
And you had a good business meeting with her at the end of the day.
I said, hey, you any good at Premiere? And she said, well, she told me everything I needed to know, especially.
What is Premiere, by the way?
It's the Adobe, it's a video editing suite. It's a software part of the Adobe suite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she mentioned two or three things. I said, well, if you're going to be home for the spring, you should probably try to make some side cash while you're doing your homework. So what about commuting in with your dad and going home, and then maybe we can break you off some shekels if you want to do this.
So she might be doing some Podcast Village intern / work, which I think is really cool.
I love it. Kind of makes me feel like we got a family business going here. I kind of like that.
She had a great time. She had never seen the second floor area because it's been a long time since she's been here. She's really impressed with what we've got here. And everyone, to a person, was so kind to her. She had a great time. Even when she's just lost
her phone.
She's
full of confidence because she said, oh, I'd love to come. She goes, I'll own this place in a month. And I said, that's what I want to hear.
She meant
I think that's
through.
Great. So in your travels, Oscar, with the doctor you had mentioned yesterday or talking to your family members, do you think I've got it right when I'm talking about the sooner that we get away from large gatherings where this can spread and we take it seriously, the better we get a handle on this and the sooner we can get.
So 100% true where all the discussions we've had internally, offline, I'm talking my family.
Right.
The idea that even though you have your father telling you that there's this tidal wave coming, don't be shocked. Understand what's happening. It's for the best and it's temporary. It's still a little jarring when it happens.
The
Costco runs, the Giant runs. I know we joke about them. We don't understand them. We'll never understand them during a natural disaster or natural like a weather emergency, let alone a public health emergency.
International one,
And it's a fact. This is we're trying to contain and stop right now. And these levers that this country is taking, they're unprecedented for a reason, because we've never had to deal with something like this before. But the playbook that we're running is a proven playbook that when you separate the masses, it slows down the spread.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's why I tip the hat to all the major leagues that have, done this and done this sooner than later. And easy to do, just to say, sorry, that's canceled.
That's it.
And, to be
canceled.
I would love to see a little more proactivity with, I was driving into work today and I was driving over to this studio and I looked up in the sky and I see a Southwest jet landing in Fort Myers. And I'm like, are we going to have a period of time where you're not going to have that for a while? What's that?
Toilet paper.
Full of toilet paper? Yeah. Probably.
They're getting it to the Costco.
Delivering TP to everybody.
Pony
like
Boy
that.
Would like to weigh in. He's waving his hand.
Yes. This weekend, they have not canceled the National Capital Boat Expo in Dulles.
At the Dulles Expo Center?
2 days.
Well, Mike, it is consistently.
They're going to cancel everything.
It's consistently voted to be the cleanest expo center in the Dulles area. So
Jay
I'm sure
Rosenberg
it's going to
doesn't
be fun.
Have anything to do with it. If it was the Pet Expo, they wouldn't close. The pets can't give you the coronavirus.
Put a mask on that dog.
I think that with information in the information age, the advantage we have is that more and more people know it. I watched a town hall on CNN last night where they were very, very informative, telling us what we
should
do.
I watched it as well, Mike. It was so
really
good.
Well done.
I was like, oh my God, this is great.
I would like to give a shout out to one of the poobahs that's dealing with this crisis, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Who is absolutely incredible. He was on TV this morning. He's on TV. He's hunkered down at the National Institutes of Health. And at one point they said,
You're 79 years old, mm-hmm. and my jaw hit the floor
yeah.
that this guy was that old and out there dealing with this every day. Look, regardless, in spite of, and I say that with gusto and enthusiasm, in spite of certain people in this administration, these smart guys that are on the front lines, I think, are doing the right things and doing it well. And I think we, as a collective, Republican and Democrat, are realizing that there are the certain people you pay attention to and certain people you don't worry about. Mm. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, Mr. Prez, we're not really worried about what you had your little window. All right. Now we're paying attention to the grownups in the room that are telling us, you know, how we handle this and how we go. We don't have testing kits. They're not available widely yet. They have to be. They're working on it. I believe they're going to get them. I think we're going to. My doctor yesterday, I went to my doctor. He said they got an email that they are on the way, that they're going to do this. I think testing is a key element of this.
Of course.
Hopefully, you know, I believe in this country in that regard. I believe that once we identify a problem, once we're not deluded into thinking something's a hoax or something's BS, we get on the pony and we do it. I really think that's going to happen. I have optimism that we are proactively separating each other from large groups, and that's great. And I think this, do you guys feel the same way? I woke up this morning and I come into the show today with a little more optimism than I've had before.
Yesterday was the darkest day thus far.
That was a dark day yesterday.
Because it followed the president's speech, which was the equivalent of watching Homer Simpson back into a bush, because he was just distancing himself from the entire situation. But
we have anybody who wants to get tested, anyone who gets tested right away. It's a tremendous test. It's a great test.
Today is better. And you know what? One of the biggest pieces of hope that I took away from yesterday was something Oscar brought up. And it is, all I can equate it to is almost a wartime mentality, going back to World War II, when the greatest all the manufacturers were joined together in the war effort. GM and Ford were not competing at that time. They were one team for America. And when I see all the big medicine that is at each other's throat the rest of the time, together, working to the vaccine, getting these things together, and Oscar, I mean, it's so genuine. They don't want to not be mentioned when the success letter is printed. They want to be a part of the win. And so that teamwork does bring us together.
I feel that way. I feel like getting letters from my kid's school and getting letters from his little league and people on it and paying attention and people thinking and doing something. We haven't done this. We have been so busy bashing each other's brains out politically in this country that it's nice to see that go by the by, that we now actually are paying attention to. I don't even think about Republican, Democrat when I'm watching this guy, Dr. Fauci. I don't care. He's an expert, and I listen to his answers, and his answers are well thought out, and I genuine. Think he's giving us working his ass off.
You'll love this because it'll make you feel so young. I was talking to Maddie before the show, and she doesn't remember what it felt like after 9/11. She doesn't remember because she's young. But there is a parallel in my mind, the underlying tension that you just feel that we felt in that time in America, but I also remember coming together.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that if we can come together by staying apart, we can defeat this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's always delivery people.
Always.
I mean, there really is. I mean, you actually do that. And if you're freaked out about cardboard, you know, swab it down before you bring it into your house.
You can get anything you want delivered.
At the Mike O'Mara show page. You can get that at our shopping center.
All of our sponsors are, straight to your home.
Target and do it that way. So we're going to take a break now. When we come back, let's get back on track with this show.
Yes.
I want to hear either about Oscar's blind couples date or Maddie Masiello. Which one should we dive into?
Let's go with Maddie Masiello, because I can talk about the blind couples date in the bonus show.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yes.
Maddie Masiello and her podcast. Masiello. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Bring her in.
Yay.
We'll talk to her next on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, the world is in crisis. Italy is shut down. China has its citizens on lockdown. The NBA has suspended the rest of the season, and St. Paddy's Day Parade in New York City is canceled for the first time in 258 years. So in this time of self-quarantine, what's there to do? Why? Shopping, of course. Head over to the MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the Shopping Center banner, to get all your essential supplies at Target.com, Walmart.com, and Macy's.com. Now let's return to the cure for all our problems, Mike. O'Mara.
Thank you, Paulie.
Stick heavy. Stick heavy.
That's fine. It's what he does. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Third Love. I want to discuss brassieres. Oh, behave. Third Love's bras are designed to fit you, not the other way around. Their bra styles are designed with measurement data from millions of women and made to fit your life. They have over 80 bra sizes, but they also know that the only size that matters is yours.
Yours. Mm.
Do you know breast shape matters when finding a good fit? Third Love helps you identify your breast size and shape and find styles that fit your body. All over your body. I'm sorry, that's an old bit. Plus, straps that won't slip. No itch tagless labels and super thin memory foam cups that mold to your shape. Plus, the perfect fit promise. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it. Third Love will wash it, donate it to a woman in need. So far, they have donated over $15 million in bras. Carla loves hers. You're going to love yours. Your Third Love bra. You're going to love it. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today.
Today.
Thank you. Today. Thank you very much. All right, we welcome our video editor and all-around youth representative to the Mike O'Mara Show.
To youth.
Miss Maddie Masiello. Hello, Madeline.
Hello,
how are
hello.
You?
I'm good. The world's ending, but, you know, I'm great.
Look at her. She's a great outlook. Yeah. No big
you
deal.
You know what? That's right. But first of all, this most important. In your home, do you have enough cheese? Do you have enough cheese
in
your
home? We went to Costco, and I got the big Parmesan block, so I think I'm good. Yeah.
Bravo. Yeah. Bravo.
We'll see how long that lasts.
And we'll be running that on the More Network, the Parmesan block.
Is John, who is in graduate school, correct?
Yes.
He is now educating.
Yep. His next week was actually spring break anyway. Yes, spring but after break. That, he will be doing online classes.
Nice.
So now, he will be home all the time.
Forever.
Now, there are some expectations when you get home.
Yes.
Now that he'll be home all the time. Because you're at work.
I am.
Right. If you go home and you walk in your house and there are dishes in that sink.
I'm going to be so pissed. I'm going to have to sit him down and talk to him about this.
These expectations.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have the domestic gene? Is he capable? How would you rate him on the scale of domesticity? Let me explain why.
Okay.
All right? I am a 60-year-old man, Maddie. The new home that we moved into, there was a primary reason we moved into the new home.
Mm-hmm.
We moved into the new home for not because it was a bigger kitchen, not because it was more space, which it was for my son, yeah. Not because we had a guest room, which we have never had, so that when somebody comes to visit, not because of that. We moved in to my home because it has a his and her bathroom, and that's what she wanted.
Good man. Right.
Which one are you using?
I'm using the small one, Rob,
okay.
The tiny one that's
all right.
The hers.
All right.
No, it's the his. My bathroom now. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. Let me show you if I can. All right, you see this cup?
Yes.
Yeah.
See this cup that I'm holding right now? That would be the size of my wastebasket in my tiny bathroom.
Okay, sure.
That's what I have right now.
Got it.
Well, it doesn't take long for this to fill up with used toilet paper rolls,
yeah.
And in particular,
Q-tips.
Q-tips, or in this case, a large tissue box
okay.
That doesn't even fit in.
Oh, I hate
my
when that
bathroom
happens.
My bathroom is beginning to resemble something that's not quite nice. It's looking a little disheveled in there. It
right.
Just doesn't look nice. Is John? Is that his name?
Yeah,
Peter.
Just.
What is it? Is John? Is John domestic? Is he capable of keeping house?
I think he's definitely capable. It's just I usually have to take the initiative to be like, this has to get done. And then after that, he'll do it.
Yeah.
And it's fine. He's good at it. But I definitely.
Can you command him? Can you tell him?
Direction.
To
oh,
yeah.
Give some direction.
Yeah. I just, yeah. He yeah. Just won't actually do it himself unless it got really bad.
Let me ask this. If we take the romantic possible matrimonial angle out of the relationship.
Stop.
I'm just said possible. It could happen. I'm just saying. is he a good roommate?
Oh, yeah. No, he's great. And I mean, domesticity, I think, comes in a lot of ways. He cooks and everything. That's great. We cook together.
Well, is there a chance you'll walk home to a home cooked meal?
I would love that. Well, we recently got a sous vide, so I'll come home and there's meat cooking already in the sous vide, which is great.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
So on that Zoolander end, it's really just the cleaning that's a little.
So didn't we a long time ago, sometimes
we almost we almost did.
They sent
we
us
almost
one.
Had a sous vide. They sent us one, but then what happened? It went away, right?
Yeah, they never went through.
Is that a sous vide? Is that what that is?
What it is you put your products, usually it's meat, in a sealed plastic bag, and it cooks at a remarkably low temperature that circulates. And it's usually like about 130 to 140 degree water. So the meat can go to medium rare and stay there forever. It's like a crock pot, but really, really smart. The technology.
Have you used it?
No, but my stepmom, Kathy, uses it and she loves it.
Shannon loves it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
it but really the technology
Eric Zoolander loves it.
Was really sort of pioneered and mastered by the people at Howard Johnson's. Because they would cook food for slow and long, and it had to keep. And that was the technology behind it.
Restaurant business, we used to call it an Alto Sham, where you would put a meat in like the night before when everybody closed up.
Right.
They're like prime rib restaurants, and it would stay at a certain temperature all day long. Back to you. So he's home, and you would like him to cook for you. What are the odds he's going to, Friday, have a meal waiting for
you? That's a great wish list for you. Yeah.
If we're dreaming, probably. I mean, we make pasta, like homemade pasta, a lot. So if I can,
you mean like starting from flour?
Yeah.
Wow.
If I can come home to some of that,
that'd be nice.
That'd be a dream. But if I asked him to, he definitely would.
Okay, how often does he do dishes? Like as he goes,
how many dishes?
Never as he goes. It usually has to
fill up.
That's the worst.
Which is
he has to be told.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is fine as long as it gets done, I guess.
You've been putting late hours at Podcast Village. And so you leave like 7:30. Now, when he's, in class or like commuting back and forth or like getting through.
GameStop.
Like, wherever it may be. You get almost, for anybody, Mike, and you know this world. You're like, you've been out all day. I get it. But now that he's going to be in all day, what are your expectations?
I just want no clutter, I think, is what I would love.
No clutter. All right. No clutter, right?
If you bump into him, let him know. I mean, I'm not talking about you, Matt. I'm talking about the other guys. Let him know. Hey,
how is he on home now. Like staying ahead of tiramisu-related activities? Your cat.
He's great with tiramisu.
Who has the division
now, anybody
of labor?
Listening to this for the first time, he's great at making an Italian dessert.
No, tiramisu is her cat. Yeah. Terry. Where do you guys split up percentage-wise on litter box duty?
He has probably done it more than I have just from being home more.
Sure.
But so that's probably not 50-50. But I mean, I think I did it most recently a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you keep track?
Cats are so gross.
No, not really. Yeah, he might because he does it more.
All right, here's the deal, Mike. We're going to have a box with sand in it. And we're going to have a cat, and he's going to poop in it in your house.
That is the one thing I'd be afraid of running out of.
Litter?
Yeah, litter. What would I do in a quarantine situation?
Probably
you need
go out
that.
And grab some gravel.
Yeah, that's
throw
true.
It in there.
And I'm thinking of cats. I'm watching watched an old movie last night, No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
I watched that. And at the end, Tommy Lee Jones goes to his father's house. And he's got all those cats around, and they're doing the Texas. By the way, if you want to hear the Texas dialect, in No Country for Old Men, the finest Texas dialects you will ever hear. If you want to know how to talk Texas, you listen to these guys that are just, I can't even do it. I'd have to study it to get it right the way they're doing the Texas. But this guy's surrounded by cats. And the other one, you know, is that guy Anton, the crazy killer.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, oh, you don't know how far.
Have you heard that?
This coin has traveled to the world. Yes. Call it. I can't. Call it. Anyway, fantastic.
That scene
movie.
Is so lighthearted.
All the scenes where he's doing that, it's I love that.
Upsetting, yeah.
So, and just the other side of Maddie is, and what I wanted to get to, if we can, just briefly, the Friends from Work, WEARK, which has not been released yet, recorded the follow-up episode, The Aftermath, of when they had to rank each other's talent level. And so...
All right, give me for because this is new for me.
Yes.
Right.
Before we go to break, and then we'll let Maddie take the floor.
Okay.
Explain to me what the Friends from Work, what is it, Friends from Work?
Friends from Work.
Yeah, yep. Friends from Work.
Friends from Work, what is this podcast
so
we're talking
they
about?
Are developing a podcast of Friends from Work, and it's four of the producers from Podcast Village. We always want people to create together.
They're trying to capture the energy that is running rampant on the second floor during the workday. And it's a lot of fun.
It's really fun until...
Are these the people I did the Irish dialect for the other day?
Some of the people.
Well, you remember Marcus. He paneled when Oscar was out. And Allison paneled when
one of our
Oscar
old
was
interns.
I remember Allison.
Yes.
And then, I remember Allison. I don't remember Marcus.
Okay. So,
oh, Marcus. Yeah. Marcus.
Yes.
Marcus is didn't he have a name for his rap name? Didn't he have a rap name?
No, that's Joel. That's Joel.
Joel, that's the other gentleman with
Marcus was a black guy. He did an entire show with
Melanin.
Us.
Yes.
I thought...
the only black guy that you would probably know is the guy that was here.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Marcus.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That guy.
All right. Very good.
Guy,
okay.
So the other kid is Joel.
Right.
This young kid. Remember, he rapped on the show, and he was tan.
All right.
Okay. Just so you put all that.
We're very
together.
Diverse.
Yeah. So
Oscar knows me. I am 60. So you really can only identify. You can only identify people along racial lines for me to really.
That's true.
To land with me.
What we're going to do, Mike, we're going to send
you. That's the brown kid, that's the black kid, that's the white kid.
We're going to send you a chart.
I know what you're talking about.
We're going to send you a chart that's like at a doctor's office where you rate the pain 1 to 10.
Right.
So you can just point. And that way we get that.
So they do a podcast.
They do a podcast together. When you were out of town, I don't know how this came about, but I asked Maddie, and she was all alone here in the studio, to talk about our podcast. And then I said, look, let us know if you had a power rankings right now. It's early on in the inception of the podcast. From talent, give us 4-1 for your entire team. So she rakes and rates and ranks her coworkers on podcast talent. And then she unfortunately chose, and I think wrongfully so, Allison as the least rated. She's number 4 on the depth charts.
Right.
Ooh, and meow.
So Allison comes up to this studio, your studio, Mike, and after the break, having not heard any of this context or anything that's going on, because she was working downstairs, and then Allison ends up ranking Maddie 1.
Yeah.
So then I said, hey, Maddie, now you got to tell her your rankings, because that's just appropriate for the show.
Can I ask you this, Maddie? What did you base your ranking on?
Well... I said Allison was at the bottom because she was in the producer room. So I said just on, mic technique and some energy that I rated her. Somebody had to be last.
Who was 1?
Marcus. I put Marcus as 1 for the most experience and for really, he's like the lead.
He's the anchor.
He's the anchor of the show.
All right. And now he brings it when he's doing this podcast.
He does, but he said
a lot of energy.
He opened the show with telling everybody he was... He said, hi, I'm Marcus Ellison, your host from Friends from Work. Host.
Yeah, that didn't
singular,
fly with us. Yeah.
Singular.
Yeah.
So he's an egomaniac, let's be honest.
That's right? Okay. Yeah. All right, well, that it's worked for me for years.
Comes with the territory. They go through this iteration of ranking each other, and there was some fallout where feelings were hurt because they're young bucks.
All right. I know Marcus, I know Allison, and who's the other
one?
Joel.
The rapper.
I'm not really worried about him, but we'll find out all about it when we come back. the Joel,
Joel.
He's a rapper, not a podcaster.
I hear Joel, I think of Risky Business. We'll, Joel. And that's really not Princeton material, is it, Joel? Yeah. Looks like the University of Illinois. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, it's Angie with the Oh My Golf Show, roaring through the month of March like a lion. We're making poor decisions as we celebrate beer, birthdays, and growing up Bush. We're chatting it up with the grandson of former President George H.W. Bush. Plus, Irish dancing in real time. 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 Subscribe now to the Oh My Golf Show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
Great dialing. welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. Kids are born innovators. Yeah. They love exploring, learning, creating. So why not inspire them to do just that? A KiwiCo subscription is the perfect way to nurture the budding explorer, engineer, or artist in your life. Michael loves his, and it's even fun for Dad, too.
Hey,
KiwiCo creates super cool hands-on projects for kids to make learning about STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, fun.
Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project with easy instructions and an educational magazine so the learning will continue. Designed by experts, tested by kids, you are going to love it. KiwiCo is a convenient, affordable way to encourage your children to be anything they want to be. No commitment, and you can cancel any time. For our listeners, go to kiwico.com/TMOS to get your first month free on select crates. That's KIWICO.com/TMOS. Every day counts when it comes to making a difference, so don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Again, go to kiwico.com/TMOS and get your first month free. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. So, you had Maddie. You put Maddie on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
You put her in a difficult situation.
It was an organic thing, though, Mike. But I will say this. There are not many bits that I will save memorabilia for. Oscar actually wrote the power rankings that I took home and put in a special place because I know in about a year and a half, I'll pull out this piece of paper and I'll say, oh, yeah, that was great.
And it's not just a podcast. These are the people you work with
every day.
Mike, yep. I think the most important part of being a young broadcaster is being self-aware of your strengths.
Yes, yeah, I agree. In any age, that's valuable. That's
and
fantastic.
I remember as a young, on-air talent myself, I had a similar conversation in private where someone was like, tell me who and why people are strong around you within your team. Uh-huh. So you would acknowledge and what you were strong at. Mm-hmm. So then if there were some weaknesses or there was some someone that complimented your weakness with their strength, then you could create some sort of as they call synergy. Right
now, my observation would be contributors in this studio, people that have visited. All right. I would rank Maddie number one, clearly. Oh, Maddie has a, I believe Maddie had a gift for, she just has a natural ability to communicate.
Yes.
She completely has a natural way to do it. There's no,
it was okay that she didn't laugh for 2 years, but once she started to laugh, it was okay.
Right. But the laughing part, I'm more concerned with her saying, you know, when I have a question about how you feel, she has the comedy gene, so she gets the show and she knows what she's doing. Now, number two on my hit parade, just based on her articulate delivery and her awareness of the room and her energy level, I would put Allison at number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then at number three, I would put Marcus.
Agreed.
Because I think Marcus was kind of mellow and his delivery was not as energetic as Maddie's or Allison. And then Joel, I know he came in and did a rap, and I don't
know
enough about
Joel. He's a rapper, not a podcaster, though, right? He's a rapper, not a podcaster.
There's my power ranking right there.
Those are all fair, and I tend to agree with what you're saying right now.
I kind of rank Joel as like the little kid you bring in the last season to try and get one more season out of a sitcom. He's like the cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
This is the fallout that happened, Mike, and just briefly, a thumbnail for those of you listening at home for the first time. Joel gets upset at Maddie because Joel didn't understand that the power ranking wasn't just about podcasting. He thought it was about
overall
friendship.
Like rating people.
He thought it was people and friendship. And all I heard,
that speaks to his ability and his lack of self-awareness.
He just turned 19. He's a kid. He said, and I heard this. He goes, number four, and he's in the edit bay. He goes, Maddie, number four, we went to the Post Malone concert.
He would have looked me in the eyes for the whole day.
Yeah. So those feelings get hurt when he realized he misunderstood the power rankings. Right. He's like, oh, I don't care. I'm a rapper, not a podcaster.
Right.
And he moved on with his life. Allison, and I think to this day, her feelings are legitimately still hurt by Maddie because they were sisters in broadcasting.
You're a monster, Maddie.
And if anything, Maddie turned on her sister, and now they are where they are. And they just...
They're in a building period.
They just recorded their follow-up to this. And all I heard them come down, because we were still in the office, they record around 7 p.m., and the entire like executive crew is still downstairs working. So they come downstairs, and I hear, and I'm like, I wonder how it went. And then Allison busts through the door like a Kool-Aid guy, and she said, they finally got me to crack. They finally got me to crack.
Crack?
Yes. Can you give us maybe a preview?
And wasn't Marcus absent for this recording?
Marcus was absent, so it was just the three of us. And so when you get Joel...
Fourth show in, Mike, one of the hosts is absent.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, the host.
The host.
He was sick, air quotes. We'll see.
In this day and age. You know.
Exactly. Yeah. But
did you do your impression of him?
We did. So we did our impression, because Marcus will start each segment, so we try to get his cadence down and everything. It was really fun. But I felt bad for Allison because Joel and I really, when you get us together and there's just her without any buffer of Marcus, it was definitely kind of two against
hyenas,
one.
Hyenas.
Talk triangle.
Yes.
You were picking on Allison?
We were picking on her, but Joel and I are aligned. It's,
yeah, you went to Post Malone together.
Yeah, we're friends.
Yeah.
We're all friends, but...
So, poor Allison.
Poor, sweet, musical.
I know, poor Allison.
She's a butterfly.
All she ever wanted to do was make people happy.
That's all she wants to do.
I know. You made me do this. This is not my fault.
You're the monster. No, you were built this way, young lady. Yeah. That's why you're so great on the air with us.
Well, how is the relationship with Allison now?
Well, let's just say, so we're recording the podcast and everything, and Allison initially really took it like a champ. You know,
she's amazing.
She afterwards, you know, I apologized and I thought we were cool.
Just
everything
stick.
Was fine. It was just
who apologized? You apologized to her?
Yeah, I apologized. I said, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You know, I was put on the spot.
On the podcast publicly, you apologized to her?
I'm not sure if I did it on the podcast, but definitely right after
so
she came into the control room.
So this was real.
Yeah.
No, I did feel bad.
Mm-hmm. And I think a private apology carries a lot more weight.
Yeah,
and I agree.
It was really fun to talk about it when we were doing our own podcast. Great content.
I said it gave him heat, Mike. Gave him a little heat.
Sizzle, baby. Sizzle.
Gave us heat. So we're riffing. We're setting up the story and everything. And Allison seems fine until we ask Joel to do what we had to do and rank us. And Joel. I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, no spoilers. Thank you.
Great. I encourage you
so
all
to
listen.
So that caused a little more hurt feelings?
Allison was not happy.
So, you get to listen to it when I think they're trying to get out by the end of March. So I'm happy that these kids are going through these reps.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, and
hope it comes out by the end of March.
Yeah,
hope it comes out before the murder trial.
Glad it's being fast tracked.
Mike, people can edit from anywhere in the world. They just want to edit. That's all it is, right?
I understand. I understand.
And I said to them, I said, like, "What is one of your your cruxes? Like outside of one of your hosts just going
crutches? AWOL. You mean crutches
going out of one
verbal
of your
crutches?
No." Just
like a signature bit?
No, chinks in the chain. What's happening wrong? What's happening wrong within your crew outside of one person not showing up for the fourth effing show?
So right? A weak link or a chink in the armor?
Thank you. All right. A chink in the armor.
Right.
Outside of
the chain is as strong as its weakest link.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. And
Maddie, I'll ask the question.
Thank you.
Who is your pariah?
Nice.
You know, because I don't want to have to do this again, I'm going to say myself.
What?
Wow, it's real.
But you got to be honest.
It's real.
Now,
can I jump in here with one more question?
Please.
On the tension scale, with adding tension to your life, 10 being adding the most tension, 1 being the least, this project, how much tension on a scale of 1 to 10 has it added to your life?
Probably just a 4. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all fun and games. You know, I'm actually not the one who had feelings hurt. So
Maddie's dead.
Easy
inside.
To say. Yeah,
she is. Know. She is.
Yeah.
She's got a cast iron core and a Teflon skin.
No wonder you hired her.
I just want to know.
Yes.
I was going to say, if Allison stormed downstairs and said they finally got me to crack, I just want to know when I listen to episode 4, am I going to hear an actual moment that she cracks? Or is it more? Okay.
Right after Joel talks.
Okay, that's good. I'll tune in.
Crack being she got really upset.
Yeah, I mean, she kind of started yelling, I think.
Oh, we spoke to her that she shouldn't do that.
Good enough. That's a good way to wrap it up. All right.
Yeah.
And, not on that microphone.
Has she been, when will she be around next time?
I bet
around the village.
I bet we can have her on today, if I'm not mistaken, depending on the project workload downstairs.
She's got the meeting with the psychiatrist this morning, but then she's free for the rest of the day.
Stop.
Well, no, I like to promote other shows.
Yeah,
get her in for Monday if you can.
Monday.
Yeah, that's I got a job to do. I got to tease people.
Okay. Right,
we'll have Counterpoint, and we'll bring her. Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you, guys.
Wash your hands. Thank you very much. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Oscar's Take right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar's Take.
A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears. This portion of the program brought to you by Zappos.
Yay!
Times are bad.
Bad.
National treasure Tom Hanks has fallen ill. Our skies are filled with empty planes. Ghost flights, if you will. The Dow is dropping like Louis C.K.'s pants. And your own daughter is ignoring the audio vault. This is madness. Is there anything left to believe in? Oscar? Rob?
Is there?
Yes.
Yes. The answer is a resounding yes. We have Zappos. Yes. If you want to wear it, Zappos has it, and you don't need to leave the relative safety of your home. Nice. You can self-quarantine and parade around in your brand new outfit for yourself.
Yes.
This is the 20th year that Zappos continues parade. To offer 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. Support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thank you, Zappos. You are our favorite. Now, wash your hands and pay attention to your dad's funny sounds.
Please, Julia. Come on.
Julia.
You did make her get a... You really made her jump when you said that yesterday, that which was great.
She was like, out. She was sleeping.
She was not anyway, into it.
And now, it's time for... Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking citizenry of the United States as they are on to their next shopping spree to get stuff they don't need. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take!
Well, this is Corona-laden, obviously, Oscar, because that's all that I have access to. Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz confirmed speculation that he's been diagnosed with COVID-19. And first of all, he says he's doing fine, but he also addressed that dangerous joke where he mocked the coronavirus hysteria by playfully touching all the reporters' microphones and recording.
Fun.
And his teammates are privately saying that he showed a cavalier attitude toward the virus in the locker room and touched them and their stuff. In an Instagram post, Rudy said, quote, "The most important thing is I'd like to publicly apologize to the people that I may have endangered. At the time, I had no idea I was even infected. I was careless and make no excuse. I hope my story serves as a warning and causes everyone to take this seriously. I will do whatever I can to support using my experience as a way to educate others and prevent the spread of the virus." He also added that he was embarrassed. By the way, a second member of the Jazz is tested positive. Donovan Mitchell. Everyone on the team was tested, and supposedly he was the only other one to have COVID-19. Here we go. You got to be serious about this. Yeah. You got to take it seriously.
But we know, we've been saying that, but we really know that now. And if you're a young man in your 20s and you're a multimillionaire and you've got, I would say, half the people on television saying that it's a hoax and half the people on television saying it's real, and you live in this and you have like maybe an ethnocentric mindset, I feel for the guy. Because it could have been anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In those shoes at that press conference.
What was news 2 days ago is not news today. I mean, it's truly that.
And we didn't know. And I thought it showed maturity or a solid PR team that came in and said, "This is not my intention." Mm-hmm. We all clearly know how serious it is now. Yeah. My apologies.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Two of the biggest event companies, Oscar, in the world postponed all of their major concert tours yesterday because of the coronavirus. AEG and Live Nation, we've done work with Live Nation, and they are both shutting down their events until...
Postponed!
They are both shutting down their events until at least April. It's not clear when they will...
Not gonna happen!
It's not clear... Where did you get that from? Where did that come from?
Every now and then the service makes me laugh.
Yeah,
you know, it did. They did a good job. I got to give them credit.
It's not clear when they'll be rescheduled or what they're doing about refunds yet. CEO Michael Rapino told the New York Times, quote, "This is a unique item. Everyone has to figure out the show." What am I doing? It's suddenly getting to me. It's suddenly just right now at this moment.
You gotta laugh.
The silliness of it.
You gotta laugh.
Rob,
You're killing me. CEO Michael Rapino told the New York Times, the rent stays the same as before. Anyway, Billie Eilish, Cher, Kiss, Post Malone, The Who, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Michael Bublé, Miley Cyrus, Pearl Jam, Green Day, Tool, Jason Aldean, Zac Brown Band, and Chris Stapleton. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony set for May 2nd in Cleveland has also been postponed. So wow. Everybody's doing it. Michael Rapino says, All right, thank you.
This is fascinating to me just from the music world, because we've been talking about here on the show at nauseam wanting to see different people in hologram form in concert.
Right.
And because they had passed and you'd have to go and see that live.
Right. We recently saw the horrifying Whitney Houston hologram.
Yes.
Right.
What I felt was fascinating is on one of the business channels yesterday, they had a talking head from one of these big concert venues on, and they were talking about canceling these shows. And the interviewer said, hey, this is a great opportunity for these artists to go directly to the consumer, right? They could do private concerts on any of these streaming platforms.
Sure.
And take donations or make their virtual tickets. Like, this is a really compelling time if this continues down the road.
Right.
And he's like, so the guy was not expecting this. Hey, what if this erodes your overall bottom line outside of this public emergency? He's like, well, who would do that? Do you have any artists that you can cite that would do that?
Oh, so he was like total defensive crouch already.
The guy basically told me, like, are you tone deaf? Like, they have to, they're still going to want to make a living.
Yeah.
And they make the majority off touring. If you're saying you're canceling one of the largest venues, that's the responsible side, but this is going to create a market opportunity on the other side. So how are you preparing for this?
Well, a lot of them make money from touring, Mike, but actually one artist, Kiss, is making a fortune on Kiss hand sanitizer.
They probably do.
You can buy that.
Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day.
Oscar, there is a distillery in Portland, Oregon called Shine Distillery, and they have been using a byproduct from the distilling process to make hand sanitizer, and they're giving it away for free, speaking of that. This is cool. The first thing that comes out, by the way, you're not supposed to try to make your own hand sanitizer.
No, you burn your skin
off.
Very
dangerous. The first thing that comes out isn't meant for drinking, they said, but the alcohol content is really high. So even before this, they were using it as a cleaning product to wipe stuff down.
That's
at the distillery.
Smart, man. Yeah.
The owner is a guy named John Poteet. A customer he was talking to last week brought it up. So he looked into it and decided it was a good idea. They can't sell it because it hasn't been approved by the authorities who deal with this stuff, but they don't want to sell it. As it turns out, they can give it away for free as long as they don't make any medical claims about the effectiveness of it. It's a mix of 80% alcohol with a little bit of water plus xanthan gum
is it's a thickener, yeah,
xanthan gum, so it's well above the CDC's recommended 60% minimum. It's not clear how long it'll be before they run out, if they haven't already, but they're doing what they can to help. John says, the quote, ultimately I'm part of the community, I want my friends and families, friends and neighbors to be happy and healthy. So
very cool. I like that.
What's he laughing about?
That I knew that xanthan gum is used in ice cream.
Yes,
I mean,
of course he does. How could he not?
All right, thickening. It's disgusting.
I think that if you're giving back to the community, it's an absolute plus. And if he believes and he knows that it will not harm the community, then more people should be doing this, Mike. Yeah, 100%.
I'm all for that. You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Ice cream.
Finally, Oscar, I have to share this with you. A cop pulled over a 28-year-old woman in Peoria, Illinois at 1:28 a.m. on Saturday. She smelled like alcohol. She said her radio was, they said her radio was cranked up, and she was dancing in her seat.
dancing in your seat.
I love when people do sit dancing.
She told the cop she'd just come from her job at a strip club called Lux Showgirls. And I bet it's a nice one. And when the cop tried to get her to take a sobriety test, she said she just wanted to keep on dancing. The cop took her to jail. She admitted she'd had two double shots of liquor. Then she pulled down her shirt and flashed her breasts at everyone. She was charged with a DUI in Peoria, Illinois. And I welcome your take on this situation, Oscar.
It's tough because when I think of a exotic dancer or stripper, whatever you want to call them.
Might be giving her all the best of it.
And I'm keyed into is she lying that she's a dancer? For some reason, that's what I want to key into. Mm-hmm. And
is there a way that you could prove whether she was or not?
I mean, and I know this for a fact, that every dancer that I've ever met or known through appearances, because look, when you're a rock station, they love sending you to strip clubs.
Sure.
Right. If she doesn't have 7 sets of heels in her trunk, if she doesn't have 6 duffel bags in the back, like she's running away and escaping some sort of town or domestic situation, if she doesn't have all that in her car, she's not a dancer.
That's awesome. Okay. Oscar's That's why we take. Call it Oscar's take, Oscar's ladies and take, gentlemen. Yeah. There's an easy way to verify. Yep, there are the heels. There are the duffel bags.
May I see your fob, please?
Like she's running away from home. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Sans Julia audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
King's Things. And now, here's Larry. The coronavirus. Not funny. Does anyone play Boggle anymore?
I don't understand Greek yogurt.
I'm giving away all my stuffed animals.
If clams could talk, oh boy.
Elizabeth Warren, still in the hunt.
My iPhone has jelly on it.
Buy the T-Mos bonus show at MichaelMaryShow.com. That's on the internet, right? You'll laugh, boy. Buy it.
Thank you, Larry.
Buy it.
Thank you. Thank you. His phone has jelly on it.
Yes, it
welcome
does.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our bonus packages. Self-quarantine.
Right. Mm.
You might want to do it, you know, because of that virus thing. You can't place a value on health. But remember this. Isolation leads to boredom. Now, we may not be able to cure the coronavirus, but we sure can cure boredom with the TMOS Bonus Hour.
Yay! Nice! Yay!
For just pennies a day, you will be delighted and feel better after all. Laughter is the best medicine. Ha ha ha! Also, ho ho ho! And hee hee hee!
Love laughter.
Ha ha ho ho ho! And a couple of la-di-das! One quick download and you'll be laughing feverishly. Get it? And that's nothing to sneeze at. Get that too? So kick out your family, lock the doors, pull the shades, and get ready to listen to the great extra TMOS content while you protect yourself from COVID-19. Frankly, you can't afford not to buy the TMOS Bonus Hour. Please buy the bonus show at MikeOMaraShow.com. Just click the bonus banner and it's off to the races. It's your passport
to the passport.
The TMOS Bonus Show. Replacing your symptoms with laughter.
And a couple of body does.
For the 13th of Friday, or the Friday of 13th.
Right.
For Friday the 13th, March 13th, as it were, sir.
Friday.
Rob Spiewak. And the audio.
This is weird. I don't normally play clips from the Fallon show because I don't think he's very funny. I don't watch it. But I did tune in and watch a little of it because he has no studio audience. And that studio sounds so weird without that really over-injected laughter after his bit. He did one of his dumb bits last night, kid tweets, okay? Tweets about stuff that kids say. It sounds so empty because they've just got, like, staff members laughing.
Yeah, he's a guy that needs that.
He needs, well, I mean, that's what the whole show is. It's him pretending to be interested and then people screaming. So this is what it sounds like now.
Daddy doesn't have to wear a seatbelt because his big belly will protect him.
Oh.
This one's from at Keith Bristol. He says, my wife and I asked our third grade daughter what she learned in health class. She said, I learned that boys have tentacles.
Can you pause it for a sec? Does Jimmy Fallon always sound like he's been out till 6 in the morning?
Always.
Like
always.
Drinking whiskey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's really bad with
hung.
He is not good at desk pieces. He will sort of turn up his energy when he says, like if Oscar was the guest.
Yeah.
So what's that like? What's that like? What's that like? And then if it's like a sketch, he'll turn up the energy for that. But for desk pieces, he really sort of checks out. And
Kimmel
I think he's
is
also
such
feeling
a more natural television.
Oh, likable too. Yeah, and then also I find it literally hard to watch James Corden because he looks like he's trying so hard
because the angle of his chin.
Oh, it's horrible! It's horrible
because he's always up here. There we are. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's see some more of the rest.
They say, we walked outside one night. My 5-year-old daughter said, wow, it's bitch black out here.
That's funny.
She says, at a liquor store, a man walked in with a little kid who said, Daddy, why do we always have to come here?
Oh, But also, I think he is not feeling that energy from the audience, and that's probably dragging him down too.
Mandy Moore was his guest yesterday when they have this, like, I guess, front cell on television.
Right.
And when you heard, when I've seen the front cells before, it's like, you have an audience.
Right.
But they're saying, like, hey, we don't have a studio audience today. Mandy Moore is here. She's going to sing for us. Like,
it's weird. Why are they even going through the motions?
Because it makes the show look bad. People are going to be switching off to more intimate forms of media.
Yes.
Hi.
Mike.
Hi. How are you?
I don't know if you heard.
Our numbers are going to go up. I'm serious. They're going to go up. That's the way it's going to work.
I don't know if you've heard, but they've canceled the NBA season.
Canceled. Not going to happen. Postponed.
Well, it's postponed.
It is. It is. But I wanted to play all three tapes.
Okay.
But Mark Cuban.
Facts matter, Rob.
Mark Cuban. Not if they get in the way of the comedy.
Got it.
Mark Cuban.
I got to side with the big guy on this one.
Mark Cuban actually did something really cool. He's guaranteeing the salaries of all the American Airlines Center employees as if they were to play the next four games. Because they've canceled the game. And, I mean, he's got the money, but he's got those crazy eyes, but he seems like a good guy.
There's going to be hourly employees that aren't working. And so we talked again this morning with our folks at the AAC and getting the numbers. We have a program where the next four would have been Mavs games. We'll pay our hourly employees as if they worked.
As if they worked. So he's gonna let them do. He gives them a full month of money that they were counting on.
And then maybe things can get back to hopefully some semblance of normality. We'll see what happens.
Hopefully.
Nobody knows right now.
And we talked already about so many universities and institutions of learning going to online learning. And this is an actual moment that a guy videotaped as he was getting an online lecture from his professor. I like how this is handled.
I hope it made more sense. Okay, professor, go ahead. Type your question. What is it? Of course you can go to the bathroom.
Of course you can go to the bathroom. He actually stopped the lecture down to ask.
Is that why he was drumming?
Yeah, well, no, that was him typing on the keyboard.
He was typing, and I have to go to the bathroom.
You have to ask if you can ask a question. Right, so, yeah, but
play it again now that we understand what it is.
I hope it made more sense. Okay, professor, go ahead. Type your question. What is it? Of course you can go to the bathroom. Yes, you can.
That's John and Maddie's boyfriend.
Exactly. Of course.
Yeah, that's him right now.
Of course you can do the dishes. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Everybody wash your hands. Have a good weekend.
Hey, we got to get out of here. We got a great bonus show this week. More fun, more thrills. Oscar and his blind date with another couple.
Yes.
I have no idea whether it turned into
a listener couple.
And I have no idea whether it turned into a key party or not.
Oh, you know.
But we'll be doing that and, more of this corona thing. Stay at home. Self-quarantine. Listen to back issues of the Mike O'Mara Show. That's all you have to do. We're here for you. We will be here for you.
Always.
Because for the love of God, I do this show all by myself. And Rob and Oscar are 6 feet apart. Thank you, Maddie, for coming on the show. Thank you, Tony, for being a little funny today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Canceled!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, everyone! Attention, please! Now that we're all here, I officially declare the party switch to be in the on position.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint! I'm gonna blow you to smithereens!
All right, enough is enough. This is the final, the very, very last straw!
You're gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river!